Yesterday, the Senate Armed Services Committee explored the controversial notion of women signing up for the draft as men are required to do. It's not the first time the question has come up. The Supreme Court ruled in 1981 that women didn't have to join men in registering for military service. But now that the way has been cleared for women to participate in elite combat roles if they qualify, the National Coalition for Men is arguing that the draft requirement should change as well. NPR National Security Editor Philip Ewing is with us. Hi, Phil.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. And some people might remember the day, January 27th, 1973, when the Selective Service announced there would be no more draft calls. People wouldn't be called up, that the military could fulfill its obligations with just volunteers. But young men still have to register with their draft board for what? The possibility of switching back?
Yeah, that's right. The U.S. has maintained the Selective Service as kind of a last resort option in the case of a major war or some kind of big crisis. But Congress would have to act to declare war against an enemy and then probably reauthorize the use of Selective Service to call up young men to join the military. Mm-hmm. So this issue is more about politics and you know, representation than it is about a practical national security issue right now.
Kind of appearance. Well, yesterday, two high-ranking generals testified it's time for women to be required to register for these future drafts. So what's the argument?
Well, General Robert Neller and General Mark Milley, they're the head of the Marine Corps and the Army, both say that because the Pentagon has opened every single job that it has to women, that's included in frontline infantry units, special operations forces, and others, women are as eligible as men for those opportunities, which means they should bear the same responsibilities as young men to sign up for the Selective Service. There's some support in Congress for entertaining that issue, but not a lot of clarity about which way it should go. And the Defense Department itself says it's studying this issue. Those are their personal positions. The Pentagon, the Secretary of Defense, as far as we know, don't have an official recommendation to make about this yet.
Yeah. Well, and others have testified that excluding women from the draft reinforces a negative stereotype that women somehow can't handle it. Representative Martha McSally, the Republican from Arizona, was the first woman to fly in combat. And she said yesterday, the debate is over. Women are in combat. So how much is this recent decision to allow women to go into combat positions? And we know women have been in combat because there's no more front line. But these are, you know, going into elite combat positions if they qualify. How much is that playing into all of this? Is this just generals saying, OK, you let them in combat, then they have to be drafted?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Pentagon has set the stage for this debate by saying after many years of separation within the services, that with that equality should come an equality of obligation on the part of Selective Service. That, again, is more political and theoretical because of how remote today the possibility is for there to be a draft and for young people to be called up to serve. But I think the advocates for changing this law would say we should do the work now, given these new opportunities for women, so that if, in fact, the United States did have to fall back on this crisis option, men and women would both be in a position to start to being called up.
You know, the draft was hugely unpopular. A lot of people, when we kicked this around this morning, said, really, you have to draft? What do you have to do? You know, and a note, if you don't register for the draft, you're not eligible for federal financial aid, you can't work for the government, and you could face prison time or a $250,000 fine. But it was so unpopular. Is there a sense? I mean, were people arguing against this, arguing this is just symbolic and don't do this?
Yes, I think so. And that's what comes back to the politics and symbolism here. This is not something that is practically under consideration. And in fact, Congress considers a lot of these hot-button issues, including the president's request for an authorization for military force or the possibility of attacking the government in Syria, and just never acts. So it wouldn't be surprising to me if, in fact, this came up, there was some debate, but Congress never actually took a vote, just because, as you say, it's very unpopular, and no one wants to be out front on such an unpopular issue.
Well, it got a lot of people talking about just what a draft was and what it meant. NPR's national security editor, Philip Ewing, thank you.
Thank you.